Psalm 52. To the chief musician. A Maskil. A psalm of David. When Doeg the Edomite came and told Saul and said unto him, David is come to the house of Ahimelech. Why boastest thou thyself in mischief, O mighty man? The goodness of God endureth continually. The tongue deviseth mischiefs, like a sharp razor, working deceitfully. Thou lovest evil more than good, and lying rather than to speak righteousness, Selah. Thou lovest all devouring words, O thou deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy thee forever. He shall take thee away and pluck thee out of thy dwelling place and root thee out of the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him. Lo, this is the man that made not God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. There's nothing like the lost man who thinks that he's mighty. The man who thinks that he has everything figured out. The man who thinks that his riches will carry him through. Oh, how they need to learn to stop boasting, and they need to turn to the goodness of God, because that's their only hope. But unfortunately, they abuse God's goodness. They take advantage of his new mercies every morning. And that tongue is a sharp razor, an evil weapon that cuts and devours. It loves evil far more than it loves good. It pretends like it's your friend to your face, but it bites and devours you behind your back. It pretends like everything is okay, but it's a flatterer and a liar. Hallelujah, that God will destroy those tongues forever. He will take them away. He will pluck them out of their dwelling place. He will root those evil tongues out of the land of the living. And the righteous will see it. And we will fear our God. And we will laugh at that destruction. Why? Because these are those who didn't make God their strength, but they trusted in the abundance of their riches. They didn't humble themselves to the voice of God. They thought God was nothing and Jesus was nothing. And they strengthened themselves in their wickedness. Oh, it's true. There is strength in wickedness. There is strength in pride. There is strength in lies and deceit. But that strength is just for a short season. And the end of that path is absolute desolation and destruction. Who is a liar? But he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ, he is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. The deceitful tongue that comes from the deceitful heart. Let us be sure that we are not of the number that James spoke of, that we are not those who bless God out of one side of our mouth, but curse men out of the other side of the mouth. No, these things ought not so to be. Out of the same mouth should not proceed both blessing and cursing. No, we should be like Jesus said. We should bless those who curse us. We should do good to those who hate us. We should pray for those who despitefully use us and persecute us, so that we may be the children of our Father which is in heaven. Let us not deceive ourselves, like the people of whom James spoke of. Let us not deceive our hearts into thinking that we know and believe and please God, when really we devour men. No. Let us be like David. Let us be that green olive tree in the house of God. Let us be those who trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. Let us be ones who have deep roots by the rivers of living water, the Word of God, that our delight would be in God's Word and in His law, and that we would meditate in it day and night, that we would abide in Christ and His words would abide in us, and that our Father would be glorified and we would bear much fruit and be His disciples, that we would grow slow and steady and patiently and bear the fruit of the Spirit. The evil man's tongue devises mischief and cuts like a razor. But the fruit of our lips is to be praise and thanksgiving to our God forever and ever, to do good, to be patient, to not be weary and not faint. Let us offer these sacrifices to our Lord. Let us wait on His name, for He will reward those who love Him, and He will bring justice to the earth. Psalm 52.